Praise the Lord. Why did you holler like that? Oh, glory to God. It's all right to have fun in church, isn't it? Amen. God is always, he's always happy, isn't he? He's always in a good mood. Hallelujah. So it's okay for us to be happy and joyful and just have a blessed and good time. The title of my message tonight is, It's Time to Flourish. Amen. Some of you made an attempt to say amen. It was kind of like, it was a strain. Let's try it again. It's time to flourish.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, last week I talked about the word that the Lord had given Jerry Savelle for 2018. You know, if you weren't here, the Lord always gives Jerry Savelle a prophetic word for the following year. And this year, the Lord has given him a word for 2018. I want to read it again. It says, continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. That's the word of God. If you'll do this, they will eventually get it. Well, we don't always get it the first time, do we? Just like the word of God, faith comes by hearing and hearing. So if we hear and hear that God wants the faithful to flourish, then we will eventually say, yeah, that's me. I'm the faithful and God wants me to flourish. Amen. So, and then it continues, it's never been more important than right now for the righteous to flourish in every area of their lives. 2018 will be days of glory, days of flourishing, and days of abounding. That is good news tonight, isn't it? Amen. We like to flourish. We like to abound. Amen. Those are God's promises to his people, and we want what God has promised us. Praise God. I want it. Do you want it?
Yes.
Amen. Okay. Thank you. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's begin in Deuteronomy chapter 11. Amen. I'm not going to read this whole chapter, but basically, it's Moses is reminding the people of the great miracles that God had done for them to bring them out of Egypt. And that is brought out in verse 3. It says, and his miracles and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and unto all his land. So Moses is reminding, you know, sometimes it's good to remind ourselves of all the miracles that God has done, all the things that God has done in the past for us, every time he made a provision for us, made a way where it didn't look like there'd be any way, every time that he healed us in our bodies, every time that he opened a door that didn't look like, you know, could be opened, everything that God has ever done for us, it's good sometimes for us to just remind ourselves. Amen. We let little things go and even the big things. So we need to remind ourselves as Moses was reminding the people of what God had done for them. And let's go down to verse 21. It says that your days may be multiplied and the days of your children and the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. Now I want to read that Deuteronomy 11:21 in the New Living Translation. It says, so that as long as the sky remains above the earth, you and your children may flourish in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. Amen. Good news tonight. Amen. There's that word flourish. God swore that he would cause the land that he gave your ancestors to flourish, you and your children. That is awesome tonight. That is a promise of God to us. And how many of you know that God is a promise keeper? You can count on his promises. When God gives a promise, he makes it good. Amen. We don't have to wonder, well, I wonder if I know God wanted to give this flourishing promise way back then, but does he still want us to for today? Is that promise still for us today? Does God really mean that? Well, if God promised it in his word, yes, it is for you today. Amen. Amen. If your children aren't doing that good, you need to just pull out that scripture. God has promised, he has swore to you and your children to flourish in the land, amen. Hallelujah. No devil, my children are going to flourish. Yes. God said they are. Yes. And that is a promise from God. Yes. And I stand on the promises of God. And how many of you know that the promises of God are yea and amen? That means so be it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All the promises of God. He does not let go of one of them. He keeps all of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, let's turn to Psalms chapter 92. Psalms 92, verses 12 through 14, says, the righteous shall flourish. Are we getting this any at all? I mean, at all, just a little tiny bit. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, that's the faithful. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. We'll stop right there. Praise God. Praise God. Now I want to read that. I know what y'all are thinking. Uh-huh, I know. Now I want to read this in the New Living Translation, Deuteronomy 11 and 21. Is that where I'm? No, I'm in Psalms. Let me get rid of Deuteronomy. Psalms 92, 12 through 14. The righteous will flourish like the date palm, long-lived. Woo, that's a promise of God. We shall live long, amen. Long live, the righteous will flourish like the palm tree. Long lived, upright, useful. You mean even when I get old, I'm going to be upright and I'm going to be useful? Glory to God. They will grow like the cedar in Lebanon, majestic and stable, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. Growing in grace, they will still thrive and bear fruit and prosper in old age. They will flourish. Everybody say flourish.
Flourish.
They will flourish and be vital and fresh, rich in trust and love and contentment. Amen. Good news tonight. Hallelujah. Now, some of us might be getting older. I'm not saying old.
Amen.
I'm saying older. Right. Amen. We're not 5 years old anymore. We're older. But we are still flourishing. Amen. Hallelujah. We're still useful. We're still vital. Amen. We're still used of God. Hallelujah. We're still strong. Glory to God. The palm tree is a very strong tree. Amen. A hurricane can come along and it might bend over, but it'll spring right back up. Amen. Hallelujah. That's you tonight. Amen. You are like the palm tree. Even though the winds may blow, you might just kind of wobble a little bit, but you're going to go right back up and you're going to be straight and tall. Amen. And you're going to flourish at every age. That's what that's saying. At every age. Hallelujah. See, we still got it. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Miss Pauline knows about that. If you got it, you got it. That's what she was saying at the ladies' meeting last night. Praise God. The uncompromisingly righteous, the faithful shall flourish. Hallelujah. Proverbs 28 and 20 says, a faithful man shall abound in blessings. Hallelujah. It is God's will. It is God's plan. It is His desire, amen, that you, His people, abound in blessings. Hallelujah. So are you ready to flourish?
Yes.
Amen. It is time for God's people to flourish. This is the time. The time is now. I'm not going to wait to flourish. Amen. God said it is time to flourish. 2018 is days of flourishing. Amen. So I'm claiming it. I'm claiming it. I'm standing on the Word of God. God said it. Amen. And if God said it, that settles it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:19. We're all familiar with, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now I want to read that in the Amplified. It says, and my God will literally supply, or liberally, I'm sorry, supply, fill until full your every need according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Fill unto full. Hallelujah. He is the God that is more than enough. Amen. Full to overflowing. Hallelujah. He's an overflow God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God's riches are limitless. Limitless, amen. No limits on His riches. Glory to God. Whatever you have need of tonight, whether it be financial, whether it be physical, whether it be emotional, or whether it be anything else, God is unlimited, amen. His riches in glory. You know, we can't even imagine what His riches are like, can we? Can't even imagine that God has got them for us. He's got them for His people, amen? God's riches. He is an abundant supplier,
yes.
An abundant God,
yes.
Amen? Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2:9, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. Do you love God tonight? Amen. God has things that He has provided already. They're already there. Amen. He's already provided them. He's got those things right there in heaven. Amen. He's already provided it for us. Amen. But we've not yet seen it. And there's things that we haven't even thought of. Amen. Things we haven't even heard yet that God's got for us. His people for you tonight. Hallelujah. God has blessings laid up for you. Glory to God. Beyond our wildest imagination. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Stop and think about that. Amen. Glory to God. Jeremiah 33:9 says, well, let's turn there and I'll read it from King James. Jeremiah 33, verse 9. I went the wrong way. It says, and it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear of all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I have procured unto it. Amen. After God had promised to restore his people, he said it would be known for the good things that God had done for them. Amen. And it would be known for the prosperity that God had blessed them with, or he had procured for them, which means provided. Amen. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He has provision for you. Hallelujah. He's already made provision. Glory to God. He already has provided. Praise God. But we've got an enemy that's constantly talking in our ear, saying, no, he ain't going to do it this time. You didn't do just right this week. You got angry with somebody. You acted ugly. That's a lie of the enemy. See, he sets us up. And then when we fall into his trap, then he starts condemning us. So we won't pull on or seek for the provision that God has already provided for us. Amen. Already there for us. Glory to God. See, when our kids mess up, we might get a little bit frustrated with them, but they're still our kids. And when you mess up, God might say, well, there they did it again. But you're still his child. Amen. You're still under covenant with our God. Hallelujah. Provision still belongs to you. The promises of God belong to you. The riches in heaven belong to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we got to keep saying it and keep saying it and keep saying it that God wants us to flourish, that he wants us to be blessed. Amen. Until we get it. He wants us to get it. Amen. Not saying that if we go out and just decide we're just going to live for the world, like the world, like live for the devil and just do all this stuff that the world's doing. We're not going to purposely do that. But we will mess up sometimes because we are flesh and blood, because we are human. We can't be perfect 24/7, but we can strive. We can try. We can do our best. Amen. But when you fall, don't stay down. Get back up. Amen. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Ask for forgiveness and go on. Amen. Go on. Don't stay there. That's where the devil would have you to stay. Pick yourself back up. Hallelujah. Keep moving. Be like that Energizer Bunny. Amen. Don't stop. Just keep going.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Flourishing. Flourishing. God has promised that you will flourish. Amen. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Don't let him make you think that it doesn't belong to you, because it does. Now, you might have to wage a little battle in warfare along the way, because the enemy wants to try to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to try to take from you what God has given you, what He has promised you, and then he wants to say, look there. See, he's still condemning. But we've got to know that when that condemnation comes, it didn't come from God. That's not our God. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's the blood of Jesus Christ covers you. Amen. Hallelujah. It might do you a good, be good for you to just pitch a little Holy Ghost fit sometime. I think it was last Wednesday. I was talking about how our dogs, how God had helped us, kept us with our dogs so much, and delivered our dogs and healed them in different times. Well, that same week, my dog got attacked by the devil. He got sick. And little Spikey, he was limping around. That's Mother's little chihuahua. He was limping around. So, you know, the devil tried to attack him too. And so we took Benjamin to the vet. Rusty. And I text Patty, or Patty was texting me right when we were taking him to the vet. And I said, I can't talk right now. I said, Benji, we got to take Benji, he's sick. Benji, Rusty, get Benji out of my brain. Rusty. Anyway, she got so mad. She's texting me this big, long text. I am mad. This is the devil attacking your dog because of what you said last Wednesday, and I'd already told Pastor that. I knew that. Amen. So we've been waging warfare against the enemy. He cannot have our dogs. Amen. My land and everything I have is flourishing. Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot steal. Praise God. We have to wage a warfare sometimes, because the enemy will come in and try to steal the word. See, immediately after I taught that or testified about God's goodness, the enemy came in right then. He couldn't even wait till the next week. But we said no to the devil. No to the enemy. Amen. In every area of your life, in every area of your life, God wants you to flourish. God has promised for you to flourish. That means you. That means your children. That means your household. That means your animals. Amen. Did not God say that your animals would even be blessed? Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Amen. Glory to God. God has blessings laid up for you. Hallelujah. Blessings that he's already provided. Glory to God. And this is the time, amen, for things that God has laid up for the just, that he has laid up for the righteous, that he has laid up for his people to be loosed. Amen. Glory to God. It's time to flourish. It's time for God's people to flourish. And I want to just speak over you tonight. So just be ready to receive. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I declare that Oasis Christian Center people, the people of God, will flourish. Hallelujah. They will flourish. Glory to God. They will be blessed coming in and blessed going out. And everything they put their hands to will prosper in the name of Jesus. I call their body strong. I call them healed and healthy and whole, walking in divine health in the name of Jesus. Amen. I call your loved ones saved in Jesus' name, living for God, doing the works of Jesus. Hallelujah. I call your job blessed in the name of Jesus. I say you flourish on your job. Hallelujah. You get promotions on your job. You get raises on your job. Glory to God. I speak over your pets tonight. See, since the enemy come against mine, I'm just going to really get the devil tonight. I speak over your pets tonight. I say your pets flourish in the name of Jesus. I say they are strong. They are healthy. They are whole in the name of Jesus. Nothing missing and nothing broken. And I speak over your household that it is blessed, that it is flourishing. Amen. There is nothing missing or broken in your household. And that everybody in your household comes to God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. And the riches of heaven is released on your people tonight. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And your household and your children, they are blessed of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. And those things that have been held back will be held back no more in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They flow. The blessings flow in the name of Jesus. They flow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Those things that have held your family back, they're loosed in Jesus' name. They can no longer hold them back in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. No lack. No lack. No lack. Glory to God. Prosperity flows to you. Hallelujah. Provision flows to you. Those areas of your finances that the enemy has held back, they're held back no longer. They are loosed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. Long life will you be satisfied and shown the salvation of the Lord with long life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Loosed in the name of Jesus. Loosed in the name of Jesus. Those things that the enemy has been holding on to, they are loosed in the name of Jesus. Bean, I speak over you tonight. The enemy has tried to hold back your finances. I say be loosed in the name of Jesus. No longer held back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God goes before you and opens the door for you that no man can shut in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, Pastor taught Sunday morning about thanking God and praising Him. And I want us to do that this week for Bean. Amen. He's been standing a long time for that blessing that he's been praying for. That financial need that he's been praying for. Amen. And it's time that need is supplied. Amen. And so this week, Bean, see, God hadn't forgot about you. The devil wanted to make you think God don't even think about you. But that is a lie of the enemy. Amen. So this week I ask you all to praise God and thank Him that He provides the need that Bean has and that He opens the door that no man can shut. Amen. Hallelujah. Supernatural favor with those that are in authority in this situation in the name of Jesus. Favor. Favor goes before Him. Favor surrounds Him as a shield. Amen. He is just highlighted. And it's just a speedy thing. Because it's held back no more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise the Lord right now. We praise you right now, Lord God. We thank you right now, God, that provision, Father God, is made for being. Thank you, Father. The doors of heaven are open to him. Thank you, Lord. He is blessed coming in, and he is blessed going out, and the favor of God goes before him. And we thank you for it, God. We thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And there's others of you in here that have been waiting for a door to open in a financial area, but the enemy has held them back. But as you pray, as you thank God, as you praise God for opening the door for being, God's going to go to work on your behalf in your situation. Amen. And doors are going to be open for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you're going to be planting seeds. Amen. Hallelujah. So you're going to get a harvest. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't know how to end this. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Amen. Yes. 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 Amen. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And the Lord said, if you really believe it, what would you be doing right now?
Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The windows of heaven opened up. Living in an open heaven in Jesus' name. Yes. Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a breaking loose tonight. Hallelujah. A breaking loose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Yes, Jesus. Yes, let's just pray in the spirit for just a minute. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yea, I am the great I am. I am the one that supplies all your needs. I am the one that goes before you and makes all things good. Yea, I am the same. I change not. I am still the great I am. And I am the one that knows all your needs. And I am the one that supplies all your needs. Yea, I am the one. I know all. I am great and mighty and strong, and I fail not. Hallelujah. I know I fail not. I know what's going on in your family. I see what's going on in your family, and I have a plan. And my plan will work, and it will prosper, and it will do what it is sent to do. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.